So we'll finish by singing about how wonderful God is and how great He is.
I just felt the desire. desire, and hopefully from God. So listen and find out for yourselves if it is to read the Beatitudes, which we heard read a few weeks ago in church, and to read them again in the light of what was just said, really, and to take Blessed by God and to read instead God has turned his face towards. And like Bruce was saying, it's not these people as well as others, but these are the only people he's turned his face towards. God has turned his face towards the poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God has turned his face towards those who mourn, and they will be comforted. God has turned his face towards the meek, and they will inherit the earth. God has turned his face towards those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and they will be filled. God has turned his face towards the merciful, and they will be shown mercy. God has turned his face towards the pure in heart, and they will see God. God has turned his face towards the peacemakers, and they are the sons of God. God has turned his face towards those who are persecuted because of righteousness, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the other side of what I felt was that God has turned his face towards those people, and that we ought to be those people. And the other side is that that idea that God has no hands but our hands in this earth, and he's chosen to do things that way. And so these are the people we must turn our face towards.